Hello everyone, it's Wednesday the 25th of November, 1 month to Christmas. And have I got anything ready? No, not one single thing. Oh dear, it's going to be the usual rush on the last day probably. Anyway, I got confused just now, and I'm not joking or being sarcastic when I say this. I was downstairs in my kitchen, and I went into the living room, and I got halfway up the living room. Now, I had had the heating on earlier, and I had turned it off, and I've got two radiators in that room, because it goes from the front of the house to the back. One is at the front of the house, and the other one is at the back of the house. Anyway, I was halfway between the two and I felt heat. And I thought, I can't feel the radiator from here. And I literally got confused. And a very small part of me panicked. And I thought, fire. It's not the heat of a fire, is it? Now, we did have a fire, but we heard it, we smelt it. I didn't see it, or obviously the kids did. And I never felt the heat of it, thankfully. But I suddenly realised, I really was confused, and I suddenly realised, oh my God, it's the sun. Now, I'm not being sarcastic, this really happened. My God, it's the sun coming in my patio doors. Whether it's going to last, I don't know. We haven't seen much of it lately. It's been pretty dreary. It rained first thing, or at least it was very wet when I took the dogs out first thing. it rained on and off the last few days. It's been cloudy. I don't think it's that warm out today, but it's not as cold as it was earlier in the week. But what? Wow, I couldn't believe it. The sun! What's this thing? And I wasn't being sarcastic. I really didn't know what it was. It was really kind of weird. I thought, what's this heat? And what's that bloody racket, you might wonder? I'm sure you all know who that is. I'm sure you're all well aware of it. Do you want to go out? I nearly called him a rude word then, which I would not say on a public boo. Oi! You! I've let the others out, but he didn't go out. Come on. Go on. Buzz. Kids are in the playground. I think the sun's gone in now. After all that, it's gone. Still, it was nice while it lasted. All of 5 minutes, probably. I just managed to catch it. Anyway, I hope you're all doing okay. Oops, that's my chair against the radiator. Oh, it's so annoying. I can't stand that sound. It's like cotton wool. It puts my teeth on edge. Sorry, I'm going to have to move it. I can't stand it. That's it. Hope you're all doing okay. We're all fine. There's nothing to report, really. I've got a few appointments next week and the week after. Next week, I have got an appointment with the doctors, just a check-up on Monday. On Tuesday, I have got an appointment with the dental department at the hospital to sort out the work that needs doing on my teeth before I can go on the transplant list. On Thursday, I've got a follow-up to the dermatology appointment I went to before. And the following week, unofficially, I've been told, although I haven't received the letter yet, I have an appointment to see the surgeon, or one of the surgeons, which is the final step to going on the list. He might say I'm not ready to go on it yet for whatever reason. There might be a few things I have to do. Get a bit fitter for a start, probably. So, obviously, I've got to get my teeth done. I know that already. So, I will be going to that on the 9th of December. Sure, I'll update you at some point. Whether I do it that day or, you know, in the following days, depends on how I feel at the time, on what goes on, etc. So, yes, I'm going to be visiting the hospital quite a few times over the next couple of weeks. I was actually supposed to go on Monday, but I forgot to book my transport Friday. Obi was at work, otherwise he could have come on the train with me. I mean, I can go on the train, but I'd rather not go on my own at the moment. I didn't have any money in the house. to get a taxi, so I just cancelled it to the following week, which is actually fine, because I was only up there 2 weeks ago, so... the reason I was going up there was to see how I'm getting on with some new tablets they prescribed, but the stupid thing was they couldn't prescribe them for two reasons. A, my consultant was on leave, so he needed to approve them. And B, normally if I start on new medication, they'd send the prescription through to my GP and I can order it from there, but they can't do it with this one because it's too expensive and the GP's refuse to, not just mine, but I think generally general practitioners refuse to provide it because of the expense. So it's something the hospital provides instead. So I have to get it from their pharmacy. So I wasn't going all the way up there to pick that up and just come back. So I said, I'll come up there from my... they made me this appointment. I'll come up there, see the doctor, get the medication. And then if they want me back to see how it's going, then they can have me back in a couple of weeks. I don't really care. So that's what will happen. I'll get the medication next week. I'll actually start taking it that day. And then if they want me back in 2 weeks to see how it's going. I don't know what it's called. It's something that will... there's something called the parathyroid hormone. And it's something is connected with calcium. And when you've got poor or no kidney function, things get messed up to do with your calcium and phosphate, and if one is not balanced correctly, the others all follow suit. So I don't know whether what came first, the chicken or the egg, because my phosphate levels were very high last time, despite me taking tablets for it, which take out the phosphate in food that I eat and pass it through instead of into the bloodstream. And they said the parathyroid level was high. And if that's high, then it'll kick off the phosphate and the calcium. And the thing is, long term, it's not good because it takes the calcium out of your bones because it thinks you haven't got enough calcium in your blood. So, you know, if your phosphate level's high, then it'll take the calcium from your bones to compensate somehow. I'm not exactly sure. It's all linked anyway, and it's all messed up because of my lack of kidney function. So that tablet should... restore some kind of equilibrium, hopefully, but it's apparently very expensive. I don't know how expensive, because last year when I went to the doctors and I got my flu jab, which actually I haven't had this year yet, the doctor told me there was a note on my file to say that because when you're on this peritoneal dialysis, you have to take laxatives because if you don't, you can get constipated and that can stop you the dialysis working properly. So they told me that the Senna tablets they dispense, they told me there was a note on my system saying that it's costing the NHS £400 a year for these tablets. Now I take four a day. Sometimes I take less than that, depends. At the moment I'm taking four a day. Sometimes I only take two, but it's supply and demand and all that. They wanted me to go over to a liquid form because that only costs £8 a bottle. I worked it out, you know, roughly, that my tablets cost £24 a packet. I just can't see that these natural Cenapod tablets can cost £24 for 30. Maybe I'm missing something. But the doctor said it was nonsense. She didn't even think she believed it either. So she dismissed it and put a note saying that I can't have the suspension because it's going to be harder to measure out, which is actually true. I mean, it probably is possible. Maybe there's a beaker or something, but I'm not faffing around like that. The tablets are just so easy. Put it in your mouth, swallow it, and it's gone. So there you go. If there's the GP's providing that, if that's the truth, then I dread to imagine how much these tablets are. I'll try and find out. Anyway, I'm sure I've bored you all to death. I'm just going to have some lunch. I've got this... haven't had a very good appetite lately. I just keep eating small amounts. But I think that's probably quite normal. I can't eat a huge meal. I wish I could. It really annoys me. But anyway, I've got this vegetarian thing from Tesco. It's a Moroccan-style chickpea and sweet potato pie. I mean, it's okay. It's got quite a bit too much pastry. I mean, I know it's a pie. What do you expect? The filling is okay. The bottom part is okay. I usually don't eat the lid because that's puff pastry and the bottom part isn't. So I prefer the bottom part without and the inside without the lid. So I use a spoon to eat the inside and then I eat the crust. But I don't tend to eat the top. And I'm sure I'll have a plum or some grapes or something. But anyway, Ronan's off. He's out somewhere. Connor's at work and Obi's at work. And the dogs are all here. And the cats are all... Well, they've gone out now, apart from Pinky. And life is okay. It's been a bit up and down lately with one thing and another. I haven't felt too good. Over the weekend and the beginning of the week. Just a bit. Well, I don't know. Not really sure how to describe it. But anyway, hopefully, once I've seen the surgeon, I'll know. I have that. We'll make a plan together. That's what we're supposed to do. Make a plan of action, and then it's up to me to work on it. If there's anything I need to do, and then get put on the list, and hopefully, we won't have to wait too long. I hope. Anyway, I hope you're all doing okay. There's lots of people I miss on Audio Boom. Now, I don't want to get accused, like I did before, of bullying by exclusion, but some people I do miss. So I'm not going to mention any names. I've told some people privately that I missed their posts, and Audio Boom is not quite the same. There's not so many people posting anymore. I don't know why that is. Maybe people decided to find alternative ways of communication because of the imminent threat of doing away with comments and the direct messaging system. I don't know. But lots of people, if I look through my list of people I'm following and my followers, I think, oh God, yeah, they haven't posted for ages. Or sometimes someone's name will come up and they'll post something and I'll go, oh yeah, I forgot about them. It's actually quite sad. Maybe it's just me that's sad, I'm not sure. Anyway, on that note, I will love you and leave you and speak to you anon.